So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, your email said this was going to be about Pokemon. What is that?
Well, it's pronounced Pokemon.
Oh, okay, and what the heck is that?
You've never heard of Pokemon?
No, never heard of it, but I imagine you're going to explain that in the movie for people like me?
No.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, no, we're just going to dive right in, because kids already know what's up.
Oh, I feel bad for any parents that are going to watch this.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely going to hate this.
Wow, so what is Pokemon?
It's this super popular TV show and card game and video game where these Pokemon creatures battle each other.
Oh yeah, sounds like a movie's the next logical product in that lineup.
Exactly. So Pokemon actually means pocket monsters, and all these trainers have these little monsters in their pockets that they fight with.
Oh, having a monster in your pocket is tight.
Ugh.
Oh, that sounded weird, didn't it?
A little bit, and I should mention that these Pokemon are actually in balls, they're not just loose in your pockets.
Oh, having balls is- never mind.
So anyway, yeah, trainers run around and catch Pokemon and make them battle each other.
I don't know if I'm into this concept, to be honest. It sounds kind of silly.
You'll be able to sell a whole lot of toys if we make this.
Oh, I freaking love this idea. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so anyway, the main character is this guy, Ash.
And what's his deal?
Well, he wants to be the very best, like no one ever was.
Okay.
And to catch them is his real test. To train them is his cause.
Are you rhyming?
Nope, and he'll travel across the land, searching far and wide.
Right.
And, you know, teach Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Okay, you're definitely rhyming.
Yeah, you got me. That's the theme song. But to be fair, it's also the extent of the character development he'll get in the movie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, and he also has these friends, Misty and Brock.
Oh, Misty, huh? What's her deal?
She's gonna be in the movie.
Okay, and what about Brock?
There as well.
Fantastic.
So Ash has this favorite Pokemon called Pikachu, who shoots lightning and says his own name all the time.
Okay.
And before the movie even starts, I figure we could give him his own little 20-minute movie called Pikachu's Vacation.
What? Why would we do that?
Well, to be honest, the actual movie itself is just gonna kind of be an extended episode of Pokemon, and even by stretching it super thin, I'm only at 70 minutes.
Oh, okay, so by slapping a 20-minute thing at the beginning, we can justify putting this in theaters?
Exactly, that's like 90 minutes, like a real movie.
So what happens in the short?
Not much.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple of little games, a couple of little conflicts, sometimes we'll just kind of cut away to a screensaver for a while, just some lighthearted stuff.
I mean, sure, that sounds like it'll fill up some time and sell some toys.
It sure will, and then the actual movie's gonna start, and we're gonna meet a, you know, omnipotent murder clone going through a homicidal existential crisis.
Oh my god, you really switched the tone there. That's jarring.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
So anyway, yeah, these scientists made a super clone of a very rare Pokemon called Mew, and they called him Mewtwo.
Okay.
And the evil humans want to run tests on him, so he's like, nope, and kills them all with an explosion.
Yikes.
Oh, and he's a psychic, too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, so this way he can spout exposition the whole movie, and we don't have to spend money animating his mouth.
Oh, you're a greedy little genius. I love you.
So then to fill up some more time, we're gonna have another evil human try to take advantage of him, and once again, he'll be like, nope, and kill him with an explosion.
Doing things twice but slightly different is a good way to fill up time.
Yeah, it is.
In fact, I'd even say that doing things a second time but with a slight variation is a fantastic way to pad your runtime.
I agree with that as well.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, then we're gonna meet up with the main characters who, as I mentioned, are in this movie, and they get a mysterious invitation to a tournament on an island.
Okay.
But then when they get to the harbor, there's a giant storm and the ferry to the island is canceled.
Oh, so what do they do?
Well, the bad guys, Team Rocket, pretend to be Vikings and give them a ride on a boat to the island, because they want to get to the tournament, too.
Team Rocket? Who are they?
Well, they're Jesse and James, and they have a talking Pokemon called Meowth.
How come their Pokemon can talk?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, Ash is gonna crack a joke about Vikings mostly living in Minnesota.
Oh, is this taking place on Earth?
No, technically it's taking place in Pokemon World, but I think we're really gonna want this Minnesota Vikings joke.
So Minnesota technically doesn't exist?
No, but I think we're gonna want this joke in there.
I mean, okay, it sounds like you think it's really funny.
I do think that, yes.
So then what happens?
Well, then the boat tips, but they manage to make it to the island along with some other super determined trainers.
Okay.
But then Mewtwo shows up like, guess what? I made that storm, and this whole tournament was a setup.
Oh, a setup for what?
Well, he wants to use the storm to wipe out life on the planet, and he wants to use their Pokemon to make an army of clones.
Why does he need an army if he's wiping out the planet with a storm?
Because.
That works.
So then he makes super clones of all their Pokemon.
Oh, boy.
But then this little Mew comes out, and he's like, the real strength of Pokemon doesn't come from their powers, it comes from their heart.
Oh, I mean, okay.
And so Mewtwo is like, okay, I'll take all their abilities away using my powers and have them fight hand to hand.
Sure, yeah, why not?
And so all the Pokemon start fighting their clones, and all the main characters realize that fighting is bad, you know? One by one, they realize that. It's gonna take a while.
Okay.
And so Ash is gonna sacrifice himself because of how much he hates fighting now, and he's gonna die.
I guess that makes sense, and is also sad.
It's super sad. So then all the Pokemon Pokemon and their clones start crying.
The evil super clones cry?
They do, and then all the Pokemon tears bring Ash back to life.
What's the thinking there?
Well, I figure it's a good lesson for kids to learn, you know. If you cry hard enough, your deceased loved ones will come back to life.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. When I was a kid, my goldfish died, and I cried so hard that he came back to life in a plastic bag that my dad brought home after work.
Kind of sounds like your dad just bought you a new goldfish.
No, my tears brought him back to life.
I don't know about that.
Death isn't permanent. So anyway, then Mewtwo takes all his clones and pieces out because he learns that fighting's bad.
Where are they going?
I don't know.
And so what's the moral of the story here? That fighting is bad?
That's right.
But it sounds like the entire basis of this property is Pokemon fighting each other. It's gonna be hard to make more stuff if that's the lesson we're learning.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yes, he has Mewtwo's flying away. He's gonna wipe everyone's memories and send them back in time to before any of this happens.
So they forget the entire movie and the lesson they learned?
Exactly. So the property's safe and they can keep fighting and nobody's ever really dead if you cry enough.
Well, okay then.
And so yeah, that's about it.
Well, great. I mean, it kind of sounds like a movie and it's gonna help us sell a lot of merchandise.
Yeah, it will. I mean, we have to cash in while Pokemon is still popular.
For sure. We gotta strike while the iron is hot. It's not like we can still milk this property 20 years from now. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did like it, we have a lot more of these on the channel. And you can let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. Maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye bye.